Welcome to the lesson. Today we're diving into one of the sneakiest weapons in drum and bass, ghost notes. And not just any ghost notes, but ghost notes stack the smart way in Ableton Live 12, so you get that floor shaking, jungle leaning, old school DNB low end that feels alive. The big idea here is simple. In this style, the bass line is not just about note choice or sound design, it's about rhythm. It's about how the bass moves around the kick and snare. A sustained note can sound huge in solo, but in a real mix, especially in DNB, it often feels flat. Ghost notes solve that by adding motion, tension, and momentum without overcrowding the low end. So in this lesson, we're going to build a bass workflow that separates the roles properly. The sub stays clean and focused. The mid layer carries the ghost note movement. And if we want, we'll add a short accent layer for those classic call and response moments. That way, the whole thing behaves like one tight instrument instead of a muddy pile of low frequencies. Start by setting up your project in a way that makes decisions fast. Create 3 MIDI tracks, one for sub, one for mid bass, and one for ghost stab or accent. Then group them into a bass bus. Keep the setup clean. Color code the tracks if that helps, and use stock Ableton devices so you can move quickly and keep the process simple. For the sub, think sine wave, mono, and nothing fancy. For the mid layer, think saw, square, detuned wavitable, or a resampled bass sound with some attitude. For the ghost layer, keep it short and percussive. This is important. In DNB, the faster you can judge groove, the better. Tone matters, but rhythm comes first. If the pattern isn't bouncing, no amount of processing will save it. Now let's write the bass line like a rhythm part, not just a bunch of notes on a grid. Set your project around 170 to 174 BPM and start with a 1-bar loop. Put a strong note on beat 1. Add another hit around the end of 2 or beat 3. Then tuck in a ghost note or two between those anchors. The magic is in the note lengths. Main notes can be a bit longer, maybe eighth notes or quarter note lengths, while ghost notes should be short and sharp, almost like punctuation. Leave tiny gaps so the groove can breathe. A good way to think about it is this. The kick owns the downbeat, the snare owns the backbeat, and the bass fills the conversation in between. If a ghost note lands too close to the snare, move it a few ticks. In this style, micro-timing matters a lot. A tiny shift can completely change the feel from stiff to swinging. Once the MIDI pattern is there, split the roles between the layers. On the sub track, load something clean like operator or wavitable with a sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep the envelope fast. And here's the key move. Do not let the sub follow every little ghost note. The sub should support the main anchors only. That's how you keep the low end powerful without making it blurry. If the sub is trying to chase every short note, the kick loses authority and the whole bottom end turns to fog. So duplicate the MIDI clip, strip out the ghost notes on the sub track, and leave those rhythmic details for the mid layer. That separation is one of the biggest pro moves in DNB. Now move to the mid bass layer and give the ghost notes some character. Use a saw or square-based wavitable, maybe a second detuned oscillator, and shape it with a low-pass filter or even a band pass if you want a more hollow jungle tone. Keep the amp envelope fairly short so the notes feel punchy and muted rather than sustained. A little resonance can help them speak, and a little saturation can help them cut. This is also where velocity becomes your best friend. Make the main note stronger and the ghost note softer. If your instrument supports it, map velocity to filter cutoff or envelope amount, so the ghost notes naturally get darker and shorter when played lightly. That's the kind of detail that makes the line feel played, not programmed. For processing, keep it practical. Add EQ to clean up rumble. Use a saturator with soft clip-on to give the mid layer some grit. Then a light compressor to keep the dynamics under control. Don't overcook it. The goal is clarity with attitude, not distortion for its own sake. Now stack everything on the bass bus and glue it together. A little EQ, a little saturation, a little compression, maybe a utility to control width. Keep the sub centered and mono. If the low end starts feeling smeared, check your stereo image first. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay locked in the middle. If you're using an instrument rack or a grouped setup, map a few macros. Sub level, mid grit, ghost brightness, filter cutoff. That kind of control makes arranging much faster, and in DNB, fast iteration is part of the workflow. You want to be able to twist the vibe quickly while the loop is playing. Next, lock the groove to the drums. If you're using a breakbeat or chopped amen-style rhythm, let the ghost notes interact with the break rather than sit rigidly on the grid. You can nudge them slightly ahead for a more urgent feel, or slightly behind for a heavier roller vibe. Use the groove pool lightly if you want a touch of swing, but don't overdo it. This should feel loose, not messy. Another great trick here is to listen to just kick, snare, and bass. Strip away everything else and rebuild the pocket from there. If the groove works in that bare-bones state, it'll usually work in the full mix for an old-school touch. Add a short accent layer. This can be the duplicated mid-layer, a higher octave stab, or a filtered resample. Use it sparingly, maybe one accent every two bars, or only in the second half of a phrase. High-pass it so it stays out of the way of the core low end. A tiny bit of echo, a bit of saturation, maybe a narrow mono image. Just enough to create that answer phrase feeling without cluttering the drop. That call and response energy is huge in jungle and old-school DNB. The bass asks a question, the drums answer, and then the bass comes back with something slightly different. Now remember, one of the biggest mistakes producers make is filling every gap with more notes. Ghost notes are not there to decorate the bassline. They are rhythmic glue. Their job is to connect the drum hits and keep the momentum moving. So if the groove feels weak, don't immediately add more notes. First, shorten note lengths, then check the timing, then check the sustain on the mid layer. More often than not, tightening the articulation fixes the problem faster than adding more processing. You can also automate movement instead of constantly writing more into the MIDI. Open the filter a little over 4 bars. Push the saturator drive up in the last 2 bars before a drop. Pull the bass bus down slightly before the transition, then hit back and hard. That kind of phrase-based automation is what makes a loop feel like an arrangement. A really effective approach is to build the first 8 bars with restrained ghosting, open things up in the next 4, then reduce the pattern again at the end so the next section lands harder. That contrast is what gives the bass line impact. If you want to go a step further, try resampling. Bounce 4 or 8 bars of the stacked bass, then chop the best moments into simpler. Sometimes that gives you a more record-like, old-school feel and makes arrangement decisions easier. It also helps you commit to the vibe instead of endlessly tweaking the MIDI. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 2-bar loop at 172 BPM. Create your 3 tracks. Put only the main anchors on the sub-track. Add 4 to 6 ghost notes on the mid-bass track. Add 1 accent note at the end of bar 2. Process the bus with EQ, saturator, and light compression. Then loop it with a simple drum pattern and keep adjusting note timing until the groove locks in. Once it feels right, bounce it to audio and compare the MIDI version with the resampled version. And if you want the homework challenge, build a 16-bar bass section with 3 versions of the same idea, sparse, medium, and dense. Keep the sub on the strongest notes only. Use at least 2 different ghost note placements. Add 1 accent layer near transitions. Automate 1 tonal parameter across the full 16 bars. Then bounce it and compare MIDI, resampled, and audio-edited versions. The big takeaway is this. In Ableton Live 12, ghost notes are not just tiny notes. They're part of a bass workflow. When you stack them properly, shape them with velocity, keep the sub clean, and let the mid layer carry the movement, you get that classic jungle and old-school DNB energy with modern mix control. If you get the rhythm right, the bass doesn't just hit harder. It breathes, and that's what makes the drop feel alive.